Today is Saturday, July 4th, 2015, and this...
Today, your mission takes you to fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. You'll be serving just 32 magicians at a magic convention. But don't let the low numbers fool you. This food must be prepared in ways you never imagined.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 509.
Las Vegas, Nevada!
I'm just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting. Out on the streets below.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this evening?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Good.
Celebrating our nation's independence. Oh, shit. I'm having technical issues tonight because iTunes changed the way it lays out playlists in their software, and that's what I use. And when I don't adapt well to change sometimes when it comes to technology. So this will take me about 3 months to get used to, and then they'll change it again.
Awesome.
I love that.
So get ready for lots of false starts.
Bad and, cues, yeah. It'll be a mess. Oh, well. So here we are, 4th of July.
It's not because you've been imbibing?
I have, but I haven't had that much yet.
Okay. Yet.
Yet. Working on it. I was kind of surprised. I thought you might throw a couple fireball shots down on the table before the show.
Do you want me to go get them?
No, not right now. Okay. There's plenty of time.
All right.
We're going to be recording our special second midweek show. Mm-hmm. That we're doing, so we can do it during that maybe.
All right, yeah, let's do that. Oh yeah,
okay.
That'll make it even more special.
That's going to be a shorter show. It's not going to be a full length show. Just your Tim and Michelle stuff, but that'd be a good opportunity for shots. So, all right. Well, we've got a bunch of news items to talk about. A few phone calls. We have another announcement related to our big October event, the Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic, which I'm sure several people are getting sick of hearing about already. We're coming
and
up
several
on...
people are excited.
I know, a lot of people are excited.
You're in one camp or the other, pretty much.
Yeah, well, it depends on if you're going or not, I suppose. Right. But we're about 103 days out as we record this.
I'm not even counting.
I just happened to see the countdown at VegasInternetMafia.com and was like, ooh, 100-day mark is coming up.
I have things I need to do before then, so I'm just...
Well, you have
focusing on the things that you need to do.
You got 3.5 months. It's going to be fine. Well, as you may remember,
I am excited about it. It's just that
I know. Last week we announced the 500 dog eating competition, which is good. Which is timely given the fact that today was the.
Let's talk about the big annual Nathan's hot dog.
That was entertaining as shit.
Oh, my God.
I've never watched the entire thing before. I've just seen highlights. I didn't realize it was such a production that it was so freaking hilarious.
That they have introductions?
The introductions what were the dancers are hilarious. Called? The Bun City Dancers?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That and they had a choir?
That's an annual
Didn't
thing
Didn't the choir
now.
Sing an Eminem song?
I don't know. I have to watch that from now on, though. I was laughing my ass off. It was so funny.
Yeah, so...
The actual eating part is kind of disgusting, but the stuff leading up to it is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. So
although the commentary is pretty good.
The first few guys had a generic introduction, and then the guys who are a little more well-known, they each had their own intro music. It was like a batter stepping up to the plate, and then they had their introductory segment.
We might have to incorporate some of these things into our 500 dog eating competition.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. We'll see. We get to judge that, and again, it's going to be on style, not quantity.
Right.
That's going to be fun. We're going to load up American Coney Island with... bunch of our listeners, and we're going to make asses of ourselves, and it's going to be a great time. Mm-hmm. But there's another event that was announced on this week's Vegas Gang podcast. This is another new one. If you didn't listen to this week's Vegas Gang podcast, I recommend you do. It was very good, as it always is. They announced a new event, never before held at VIMF. It's going to be called the Hangover Casino Challenge Cup Tournament, something like that. It's a multi-table round robin gambling tournament.
Okay.
So it's a buy-in.
What are the games involved?
They haven't announced that yet. Okay. They have not yet revealed or
I'm not listening to Vegas Gang. I am savoring that and waiting for my commute.
It's a long one this week. It can cover several commutes for you.
I'm excited about this.
Good move. It's going to be tentatively Sunday morning at 10 a.m. in the Golden Gate High Limit Room, I believe. Okay. So that's
if
going
you're
to be
up
fun.
From
well, that's why it's the hangover challenge because there's going to be a lot of hungover people.
There's going to be some just up and some still up, probably. Yep.
So the event is October 16th through the 18th. You can get all the details at VegasInternetMafia.com. I also noticed on the schedule that the Vegas the 777th running of the Vimftucky Derby is back, so there will be another Sigma Derby tournament for people who are wondering about that.
I was wondering about that. I didn't know. I'm one of the people.
That was wondering?
Yeah.
Yep. It's back.
I was not aware.
You never know. Events come and go. Some, like the Saturn Casino Jacket competition, we didn't have one last year. It's back this year, so you don't know.
You know what that means?
Little mystery.
Note to self, add horse outfit to wardrobe.
Is there going to be a new horse outfit? Of course there is. Why do I even ask these things? Anyway, VegasInternetMafia.com for all the details. Keep an eye on that. We'll be continuing to announce events as they are ready to be announced. I would imagine sometime in the next several weeks. Well, probably it'll be a few weeks away at least, but there's going to be a concert announcement at some point between
Bring
now and
fancy
Vimp.
Hat.
I don't own a fancy hat, but why?
I'm
bringing
a fancy hat.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah. So many possibilities.
All right,
we better
move on. We better get to the news. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of things, a lot of closings.
You just don't want to talk about clothing.
You are correct. I don't. So let's talk about closings instead of clothings.
Okay.
All right. So there's some interesting things going on at SLS, the much maligned. That's not even much maligned. Everybody is holding out hope for SLS, but they're not giving us much to hang on to.
Oh.
Vegas 7 reported a few days ago that one of the three clubs at SLS, Life, which is kind of their premier, primary, big, that's their club. That's the other ones are, I always thought of as kind of secondary clubs.
A second tier.
And I always thought like Life was their big club. But anyway,
Life, then Foxtail, then Sayers Club or something like that?
I would put Foxtail and Sayers Club on the same level, but Life is like their big one, and the other ones are
they're
like
constantly promoting and shit.
Yeah, because like Foxtail during the non-pool season was barely open. So anyway, the report was
because you keep track of clubbing.
I do. The report was that Life is closing after this weekend. SLS, however, issued a statement saying that Life still plays a very important part in their nightlife strategy and that it is remaining open. The thing is, it's technically staying open in that they're going to have special events, like one-off events there.
Uh-huh. But it's not going to be a weekly thing.
There's nothing on their calendar right now.
Yeah.
So the report that is closing appears to be correct. And the fact
that I call shenanigans on the PR
release. It sounds like a bunch of bullshit. So I don't know. Maybe I would imagine that they'll use it like, you know, for corporate events and things like that, and maybe once in a while they'll have somebody come in and do a big live event or something. But as of right now, it looks like Life is not going to be open very often. They're also
End to Life?
Am I supposed to have some sort of like
what's the meaning of life
euthanasia joke here? Sayers Club, one of the other two clubs, is now being used Thursdays through Saturdays as a bonkers comedy club, which seems like an odd fit to me.
Yeah. I agree.
The whole idea behind Sayers Club, I believe, was that you'd never know what kind of like what big name musician would be showing up and playing in this little club. And I don't think a lot of that has happened. So maybe that's why. But it seems like an odd afterthought kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which it is, but
I don't see it fitting the property very well. Like,
no.
I could see that being a better fit for, you know, Harrah's or Flamingo or Trop or more mid tier.
Right.
But, yeah, they some of those properties already have things like that, which is why I'm saying that. But it just doesn't seem like
it
a good
sense.
Fit for SLS. Yeah,
tickets are $10 plus a tutoring minimum if you're interested. They have a schedule. You can find it on the SLS website.
They have a schedule. Go Google it.
Yeah. It's nobody I've ever heard of as far as comics. It's not like they're bringing in huge, like Louis C.K. is not going to be playing there.
No. Or they're not even bringing like second tier people, are they?
I don't know. I've never heard of any of the people who are playing there. They might be. I'm sure they're fine touring comics, but it's not like any big names.
Yeah.
As of right now through July. So we'll see. A lot of these comedy clubs move around frequently.
Yeah.
So it's like the name is just attached to more or less a promoter. And then he'll have some sort of a deal with SLS for a few months, and then it won't work out, and he'll move it to another casino, and it'll last there for 6 months, and that happens all the time. So we'll see how long it stays at SLS. But again,
not a lot of things seem to be staying long at SLS, unfortunately. Yeah. I have concerns.
Yes, I think we all do. Too bad. Another closing. You may remember a few weeks ago we talked about a show that was opening at the Bally's Windows showroom. It was an a cappella group called Mosaic. Well, that has closed already. It was supposed to run through the end of the year at least. Apparently there was some sort of dispute.
I hate the spelling of this name.
Yeah, we've discussed this. The five instead of the S. Apparently there was a dispute between the group and the promoter over rent.
Please tell me they're doing a cover of Five When the Lights Go Out. I'm sure I made that joke the first time we discussed this.
And I'm sure nobody got it then either.
Yeah.
So that's gone. So if you had high hopes of seeing an a cappella group at Bally's, they'll spring up somewhere else.
Your hopes have been dashed, at least in that venue.
They've bounced around Vegas for a while too, so maybe they'll show up somewhere else. That's kind of it seems like since there's been a shift in the last several years of a lot of these showrooms just kind of renting out their room to whoever, things open and close a lot quicker, it seems. I don't know.
What has the record? Is it still Point Break Live? Or is it that
Viva Veracruz.
Viva Veracruz that got announced but never even opened.
That's my favorite thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you have a government-funded show, of course it's not going to open. Okay. A restaurant at Cosmopolitan is having a little bit better business, apparently, than some of these places that are closing.
I like restaurants at Cosmopolitan as rule.
We've never eaten at this one.
No, I'd consider giving it a try.
DOCG, it's one of the Italian restaurants at Cosmo, has expanded its hours. It's now open for lunch. This is good news. It's good to have lunch options.
Lunch tends to be generally cheaper than dinner.
Yep.
A little more accessible.
Yep. So they have a menu of pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and salads. And that, I believe, has already begun. So I have not heard a lot about this place either.
No, I was just about to say that.
But it's still open, so apparently it's doing all right. we might have to try that one. It's one of the few places that... Well, no, there are a bunch of places at Cosmo we haven't tried.
Yeah, there are a lot. We haven't tried STK. We haven't tried...
Scarpetta. Milos.
Milos we have not tried, although we've heard many, many good things.
We're slowly working our way through the place.
Yep. But we always have to go to Cina Poblano.
I know.
Like, that's a must do.
The never-ending dilemma of new places versus old favorites. Yep. Hard to find that balance sometimes.
And I need to tell our dog that Pillow doesn't move, that he's trying to move.
Yeah, nobody knows what you're talking about.
They can't hear that through
the
microphone?
No, the microphone doesn't pick up that much.
Okay, that's good.
Book and Stage at Cosmo is closing, of course. We have a little bit more info on that closing. According to the Las Vegas Sun, the closing date will be July 12th. We also have a name for the new lounge that will be taking over that space. According to Eater, it's going to be called HQ Cocktail Lounge. Still don't have a lot of details about what that will entail, but it's supposed to be open sometime in September. So keep an eye out for that. Hopefully it will not suck. Hard Rock has a closing. It's just depressing news all across the board.
Aww.
Well, I don't know. I've kind of forgot this place was even open.
Yeah.
Again, nightclubs. Body English is closing. Actually, last night was the last night, according to...
I always think it's Bad English.
a John Waite...
Themed nightclub.
That would be weird. That guy is super skinny. I saw him. I saw Bad English.
Yeah.
They opened for Whitesnake at second row. I was marveling at how tiny his waistline was.
Huh.
He's like a very, very svelte man. So yes, Body English has closed.
He sings well, but he does seem like he needs some nutrients. He's a little pale.
A little pasty.
Needs some vitamin D.
Yeah. The center bar at Hard Rock is undergoing renovations, so that's closed now, and Body English is has closed as well. Body English has kind of been around for a long time. It opened in 2004, then it shut down in 2010, but came back in 2013 after being renovated. So, they shut it down, then they said, let's bring it back. They wiped it out, renovated, and now it's closing again after 2 years. No word yet on what will fill that space. Hard Rock says it's going to be a completely different theme concept than it was as Body English. I'm sure it'll be a game changer.
Tell me more about closing the center bar, though.
Yes, the center bar is... Haven't you followed any of that on you haven't been paying much attention online.
I have not.
It's kind of been a big deal that it's closing. They had Robin Leach come in and give the final toast.
Whoa.
I know. Big deal getting Robin Leach. He's so hard to find in Las Vegas.
Right. Wasn't their center bar like the model? First,
yeah.
They're the first center bar, and then they became the model for all the other center bars.
So everybody's anticipating them screwing it up and having it be a less awesome center bar.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know why they made that decision, but apparently they're finding some way to squeeze more money out of the space. But it's going to be a bar still. It's just going to be different. Huh. So hopefully it won't suck.
Yeah.
That's kind of the theme. Maybe that'll be the title of the show. Hopefully it won't suck. Yes. Speaking of center bars, Mirage is making some changes. Our friends at Vegas Tripping reported earlier this week on a bunch of casino floor changes that have been ongoing and are underway. The casino cage has moved. You may recall that the poker room closed for a while and they shrunk it down. It's like half the size it used to be. The other half of that space is now being used for the casino cage.
Mm-hmm.
Baccarat has moved from its own room into the high limit room, and the old Baccarat lounge is going to be used or is being used for the high limit slot stuff. Meanwhile, the high limit slot area is going to be turned into a new center bar slash piano lounge.
Okay.
Again, adding
now
more.
I'm paying attention.
I know, adding more drinking.
Yes.
This is one of those reasons you should.
I'm like, Baccarat, whatever. Poker room, whatever. I know there are people who are into those things. That's great. I'm not, so.
More drinking. This is one of the reasons you need to listen to the New Vegas Gang podcast, because they talk about this a little bit, and the trend toward more places to drink. People are coming to Vegas to drink.
Huh.
We are among those people, I would say.
We are.
I would say my gambling, the last several trips, although I still gambled healthily.
Mm-hmm. Well, healthily or unhealthily, depending on your.
I would say that our focus has maybe skewed a little more toward dining and drinking than gambling in recent years. It's changed. Mm-hmm. It's changing that way, and I think other people are doing the same. So,
I just like hanging out and having a cocktail and a good conversation.
Yeah, and Vegas is good for that. Like, somebody may argue you can do that anywhere, but it's all about the environment, the experience. Mm-hmm. That's what, you know, Vegas, it's all about the experiences, and that's part of it. So
yep.
I look forward to seeing what they come up with. Hopefully it won't be dueling pianos. Ugh. I'd like it to be like a cool piano lounge where it's somebody, you know, playing like cool stuff in the corner, not like a couple
fucking...
You mean
like when you go to fucking Nordstrom's and there's a piano player in the middle and there's...
Well, not quite like that, but no, like they had that at Parlor Bar.
Yeah.
So a guy just sitting there in the corner playing Sinatra songs and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like background music, kind of cool, loungy stuff,
mm-hmm.
rather than two dorks who are shilling for tips. I am really down on piano bars.
I can tell. Tell me more. Expand on this, please.
You're going to hear the same fucking songs. You can go to any piano bar. They're going to play Piano Man. They're going to play Don't Stop Believin', mm-hmm. all that stuff.
And they're going to get you to sing along. And they have a tip jar.
Yeah, but... The ones that I've been to, they are like really hitting it hard for tips.
The first time we went to Times Square at New York, I had a fucking great time.
I did too, but it was like the first time I had ever really been to one of those places,
yeah.
I think.
And then the second time was like, I think I'm good. I'm done.
Yeah. It's not something I want to do every time.
Right.
I know some people really get into their piano bars, but like I always get like, okay, you're going to
well,
do...
First of all,
good. Let's all sing along to Sweet Caroline again.
First of all, you hate sing-alongs.
Yeah, I'm not really... I don't need to participate.
You hate audience participation and you... Yeah. So...
It's not for me.
Right.
That's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope it's not that kind of piano lounge. Let's have something that's a little more awesome.
Okay.
We'll see. Time will tell what they come up with.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's another new bar coming to Las Vegas. Actually, it's open now.
FremontStreetBoss.com. FremontStreetBoss.com. FremontStreetBoss.com.
Finally remembered to pull that one out. I haven't been using the theme music lately.
I know.
At the Fremont Hotel and Casino, there's a new casino bar called Filament. It opened a couple days ago. Actually, I think it opened yesterday. It's located right inside the door from Fremont Street, the entrance closest to the D. And they've been working on this for a while. It was walled off when we were there a few weeks ago. And I saw some photos online on their Facebook page, and it looks lovely. This is a good thing for the Fremont because their current casino bars don't have a ton of space.
Mm-hmm.
Their like main casino bar called The Bar is...
How creative.
It's fairly small and kind of cramped,
mm-hmm.
and just like there's rarely a seat there during any sort of weekend, afternoon, evening kind of time.
Again, having a hard time picturing it because we hardly ever go in there.
I'll show you a picture sometime. And then they have a sports bar. And that's fine, but it's not that big. And if there's a sporting event, of course, it's going to be full.
Is Fremont or Binion's the one with the saddles outside?
That's Binion's.
That's Binion's. Yep. Okay.
So this is a good addition. It looks like it's more spacious. Mm-hmm. Looks like a nicely designed bar.
Is the lighting nice, being as it's called filament?
Yes, looks lovely.
Okay.
So I think it'll be a nice addition. And, you know.
It's a bar.
Exactly. So what's not to like? All right. So that's really it for news. A lot of bar news, a lot of closings, a couple openings. Hope they don't suck. That's the theme of the show. All right. One thing that doesn't suck is our friends at Viator.
Viator, Viator, it gives you more.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. One of the things I love about Viator, one of the many things, is that they are always adding new activities, new events, new attractions to make your vacation awesome. Not only are they adding new events, they're adding new places.
Yeah.
I was surprised to see when I looked at, I like to scan, see what catches my eye, to see our hometown of Minneapolis.
Wow.
Listed among the locations that Viator serves.
Our humble hovel has been
exactly
included.
Our metropolitan area here has a handful of activities now available from Viator. So we might have to try a couple of these. Among them are there's a special prefix menu at the Mall of America Hard Rock Cafe.
No, it's like not that one.
Not going to do that one?
Not that one, no.
It's like a 2 or 3 course thing for $21. It's a good price.
When did the Mall of America get a Hard Rock Cafe?
A couple of years ago.
Did they also have a Rainforest Cafe? Or did that replace?
Closed.
The Hard
I think
did that replace the Rainforest?
No.
No, okay.
The Rainforest Cafe, that's the original Rainforest Cafe at Mall of America, I believe is, I don't know if they're renovating. I think it's closing and they're changing that to a new concept too.
How do you know this?
I remember seeing it in the newspaper.
You love mall news.
Not in the newspaper. I don't get the newspaper. I saw it online.
Okay. A news site that, yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. Speaking of Mall of America, they have another thing there available in Viator. The Sea Life Aquarium. You can get passes for that.
That's a good aquarium.
I think they've renovated that since we were there. It's been a long time since we've been there.
The first part was kind of boring because it's all like, oh, there's a muskie. Hooray. That's exciting it's like to look at.
Minnesota shit.
Yeah.
But then
you get into like the, you know, you've got the turtles and the sharks.
Yeah, you walk through the tunnel of sharks.
Yeah.
It's a good aquarium.
That's cool. Yeah.
They've got like rays and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, and then at the end you can touch them. There's a pool where they're swimming around and stuff, and you can actually touch some stuff.
I'm down with the Sea Life Aquarium. I would actually go to that again.
I would too.
Then the thing that I'm most excited about.
Should we go on a date to the mall sometime?
Maybe.
That's where we met.
I know. We could relive the horror of working there.
That too.
They also have available via Viator in Minneapolis 2 brewery tour packages.
Yes, yes, please sign me up.
I know, right? One of them has a trip to 3 different breweries. The other one is 4 breweries. There's different things included. Minibus, transportation.
No pedal pub,
snacks,
right?
No pedal pub, no.
Thank God.
And we've got a ton of great breweries in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, we do.
There's like...
there's a crazy amount of breweries.
In Minnesota, we're coming up on almost 100 breweries now.
Yeah.
And there's some really, really good beer. So this is great because we've been to a couple of them, but we haven't been to a lot. So
There's some really great beer and Mick Golden Light.
That's not from Minnesota. That's from St. Louis.
Yeah, but the only people who drink it are from here.
Yeah, that's true. So this is a good way to see breweries. You know, you do one of these package deals, and you get to see a bunch of them, try a bunch of different beers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down with this. And depending on the day of the week, you go to different breweries. So you could conceivably do this a bunch of different times.
Yeah.
And hit.
Yeah,
all
you
these.
Could.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So if you're in the Twin Cities or visiting and you're looking for something to do, check out Viator.com. It's one of the many, many, many locations served by our
friends
at Viator.
We're doing the brewery tour at some point, and then we're going to report on it in this segment at some point.
It'll be fantastic.
Yes.
As always, Viator.com is the place to go. You can download their iOS and Android apps. And if you're going to book a brewery tour or a trip to the Mall of America or whatever, anything in any of the locations.
It's the place for fun in your life.
Do they still call it? They don't do that anymore.
They don't do that anymore. That was like a 20-year-old slogan that I just...
Yeah. You just rolled that one out.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than Minneapolis's old slogan, which is "We like it here."
No, we don't.
It's such a defense. It was such a defensive thing. Quit telling us we suck. We like it here. It was just they had it plastered all over the Metrodome during the '97 World Series.
If you don't like it, you should move.
Yeah,
you should move.
Anyway, if you're going to book something through Viator, click on our link at 500bymidnight.com. There's a banner in the upper right hand corner, and we get extra credit bonus points from our friends at Viator. So,
all right.
Thank you, as always, to Viator for sponsoring the show. We do appreciate it. And thanks for hooking up Minneapolis with some cool stuff.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
We're on the map now.
I know, we are official. It's kind of like when you get a football team. No, actually, it's a baseball team. The football team thing doesn't matter because there's some shitty. I'm not going to go.
There's
into
some
that.
Shenanigans involved.
I was going to say there's some shitty cities with football teams, but then I'm going to get some angry emails from people assuming they're talking about their shitty cities. I got to watch myself. I've been getting a lot of angry emails the last few months.
Would you like to talk about how government works?
No, we're going to just skip that. People taking notes during the podcast on things that don't matter. All right. Facebook group post of the week. This is different than our usual post of the week. Usually I'll have something where someone suggests like, hey, what was the first time you had sex in Vegas? Things like that. And people tell their story. That
Please,
one isn't
no,
one.
No.
Let's not do that
Let's
one.
Let's not do that one ever. No.
But there, it's always like, what's the thing you like the most? What's the blah, blah, blah. This is different. This is just a very basic one. And these are posted a lot, but on July 3rd. One of our listeners and Facebook group users named Gary posted a jackpot photo. Mm-hmm. He won a little bit over $9,000 on an Aria slot machine.
Nice. Well
the jackpot done, yeah. photos are kind of a tiny bit controversial in that some people are like, oh, come on.
Some people love them and some people hate them.
And I'm, you know what? If it's a reasonable amount, if it's like, I don't know, at least $1,000. If it's like a couple $100, don't bother.
If it's a paycheck, like, well...
Yeah, but somebody's working at 7-Eleven, a couple $100 could be a paycheck.
True.
So let's just say over $1,000. I don't know. Then it's worth, it's like, I'm celebrating that shit. If it's not me, I'm so glad it's one of our listeners. So yeah. I saw that. I'm like, fuck yeah, man. One of our listeners won almost, you know, they won over $9,000. That's cool.
That's awesome, man.
It makes me smile. I like seeing our listeners win.
Yes.
If I can't do it, I want somebody that's, you know, we've got some kind of connection to win. So. Mm-hmm. I say congratulations to those folks who are posting those pictures. I have no problem with it.
I echo your congratulations.
Yep. So that, anyway, that's the Facebook group post of the week, just because it made me happy. There you go.
Cool.
All right. We got a bunch of calls.
I'm off my game, man.
No, you're cool.
No, I'm off my game.
You're not cool? Should have done those fireball shots before the show.
I know.
Oh, well.
I'll try to make it up during the calls. I'll try to rally.
You'll rally. It's just fine. We got some good calls this week. Let's start off with a longtime listener. Haven't heard from him in a while. Our good friend, Chris from Santa Cruz.
Hey, Tim. Hello, Michelle. It's Chris from Santa Cruz calling. I'm back in Vegas. It's been a long time, and I just wanted to call in and share one piece of outrage. I know that there are a whole bunch of slots on, like, Walking Dead and Lord of the Rings and everything, but seriously, an Ellen DeGeneres show theme slot. Wow. That low. Really. I'll be calling in later on this week or the next day or giving more Vegas-y thoughts. Good to talk to you again in a while. Bye.
Hey, white ladies who are stay-at-home moms.
Hello, Michelle. It's Christmas.
There goes my joke. White ladies who are stay-at-home moms need slot machines, too. That's who's watching Ellen, isn't it?
Sure. I don't know. I'm not
watching. I'm a stay-at-home non-single mom. I definitely don't watch that shit. I don't think Ellen is funny, which is the main problem. I think we've probably discussed Ellen on here at some point or another, haven't we? And how she always does that confused thing.
Yeah.
Plus, she dances too much. She's hiding something.
You hate dancing, too.
Nah, she's concealing something. I don't know what, but she's probably the fact that she's a raging
bitch.
Yeah,
we saw those, but did not play those.
They don't look fun. I didn't even look at them. Like, I'm just like, nah, there's a theme I could care less about. Eh. No. What could possibly be interesting about a fucking Ellen DeGeneres slot machine?
I don't know. But if you find it interesting, please call and tell us.
Yeah, somebody will let us know. All right, we'll hear more from Chris a little bit later. I hope I don't botch every one of these fucking phone calls.
You'll be fine.
I know. If I would have known that they changed their thing.
Carry on, my wayward son.
All right. Next
hey,
up.
Hey, Michelle. Oh, hi, Tim. How you doing? This is Brian the Thinker. Just wanted to give you guys a call. I spent a night in SLS within the past couple of weeks.
What'd you think?
And I was actually pleasantly surprised. Good. I spent a night at the Sahara about a year before they closed, and it was a pit. The SLS looks a lot better. They've done a really nice job decorating the place. Not real crowded. I actually think I could have gotten into the nightclub, which is, you know, a terrible statement as to their popularity. I'm not even allowed to walk past the Cosmos nightclub. I'm so uncool. But other than that, it was actually really nice. They had a decent selection of restaurants, mostly, you know, on the casual side. The casino seemed like it was relatively busy, maybe a third to a half full at all the tables on a Thursday night. Had a good time. We also ate at Bazaar Meat. I'll save for another call just so I don't stretch this out too long. My biggest issue, they have obviously done nothing to improve the plumbing since it was the Sahara. The drain in our shower was so slow, two people could not take a shower one after the other.
Oh,
and in fact, you had a very clear limit of how long you could spend in the shower because the water would slowly rise in the shower pan.
Oh, I don't like that.
And if it got to about 3 or 4 inches deep, it would spill over into the bathroom floor.
That's no good.
But I was, you know, I was happy. The rooms were not expensive. The room is in decent shape. And I really have no complaints other than a really nasty location. Hopefully this Asian-themed place across the street that's supposedly under construction will improve things. So that's it for now. I'll give you another call about the restaurant. Thanks for a good show. Talk to you later.
All right. We will hear more from Brian shortly.
All right. Do we want to talk about this? Because you mentioned some stuff earlier, and I'm not sure how much was your thoughts and how much you heard on Vegas Gang.
Yeah, a lot of it was covered on there.
Okay.
So I don't think I want to repeat all that stuff because, you know, they have their own show. We don't need to...
We don't need to do a summary of their show.
No, we've already mentioned a few things. That's enough.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you, listen to the Vegas Gang podcast. They have good thoughts on this.
Yes.
And we've talked about SLS a bunch of times, and I think that what Brian said about, like, the experience is pretty good.
Yeah. I liked staying there. I know. I had a good time there.
I'm sure that we sound redundant because we keep saying this over and over again.
We're not rooting for them to fail. No. We would like to see them do well.
I know. It bums me out big time because it was a fun place, but, man, they're just not pulling in the people.
Mm-hmm.
So that sucks. So, all right, we will hear more from Brian later with his restaurant review.
Cool.
Next up.
Hi again, Tim and Michelle. Paul calling from Columbus, Ohio again. This time to talk about breakfasts.
I like breakfast.
We ate one breakfast at the D Grill, mostly because it was convenient and calmed. We would call the food there good, but nothing to brag about. In fact, the service was lousy. Our server delivered our food and disappeared on us for over 20 minutes, leaving us in need of jelly and drink refills.
This
was early in the morning with only about a dozen customers and two other servers operating in the entire restaurant. Second breakfast report, we did most of our breakfasts at Dupar's.
Yeah.
It's good and convenient. We each like to have a shrimp cocktail there for breakfast, which now, by the way, costs $3.99, not $2.99, but it's still a bargain. And then we split an order of hotcakes. That's what we usually do. Our last morning in Vegas, however, Donna ordered Dupar's brulee oatmeal and said it was one of the best oatmeals she's ever had in her life. She actually prefers their oatmeal over their signature hotcakes. So that's for what it's worth. We had never tried Hash House a go-go in the plaza. So we tried it and loved it. Absolutely loved it. I had their salmon omelet, which was delicious, and Donna had one of their hotcakes with a side of eggs. She insists, and this may amount to heresy among Five Hundy fans, she insists that the Hash House hotcakes are better than Dupar's. She says they're lighter and less greasy tasting, to her at least. Finally, people trying Hash House a go-go for the first time need to be forewarned. The portions are huge, and some of their menu items are downright massive, mountainous even.
That's their shtick.
So those are our breakfast operations. I'll make one more call about steakhouses. Thanks, and goodbye.
All right, thanks for the report. Appreciate that. I've got a couple other calls from Paul that I think I'm going to use maybe next week. We will hear one more from him later today, but then I've got some other ones too. He called a bunch of times during his trip. So
I did indulge my pancake craving this morning.
You did?
I did.
I know. Sometimes you just need some fucking pancakes
in your face. I mean, we don't have Dupar's around here, but...
Nope. We found a suitable... It's not an equivalent, but a suitable option.
Yep.
I just like me some good pancakes once in a while. I didn't have pancakes today. I don't have the pancake
you had an omelet.
Craving.
You love omelets.
I don't have the pancake craving as often as you do.
No.
But Hash House, that's kind of their thing. The portions are kind of what they're known for more than, I mean, the quality is decent, but.
I've heard mixed reviews about the plaza location.
I've heard from several people that the quality hasn't been as good as the
Link
location. I think they got a couple others too. I think, don't they have one in Rio now?
Yeah, and they have an off-strip location.
I think the one in M might have closed. There's a bunch of them, but you can check their website if you care. All right. Next up, let's check in again with Chris.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michelle. It's Chris from Santa Cruz calling. Well, back at home, was a short 3-day trip. I took my 16-year-old son to Vegas. He wanted to see Vegas, so I took him and showed him all the casinos, and we had a great, great time, and that's actually one of the things I wanted to call and give some listener feedback on. So we live in California, and anyone who lives in California will tell you that the gun laws here are a little bit, shall we say, draconian. So my son really wanted to shoot automatic weapons, and Vegas, you can actually have a guided machine gun shooting experience with children under 18, so we went. And so I just wanted to give some feedback for Battlefield Vegas. Now, my son and I are very, very innately retentive, shall we say, on gun safety. So my son did a lot of research and settled down on Battlefield Vegas as the place to go. And so we did go, and we went and got several shooting packages, and there's a few things that immediately come to mind. One is, you know, I've been to machine gun ranges in Vegas before. It was myself and a couple of other guys, and in that case, they just kind of gave you the guns and the ammo and gave you a slot in the shooting range and went, have at it. This was not that. At Battlefield Vegas, they actually give you a designated guide who actually stands with you in the shooting stall and hands you the weapons and is there the entire time to ensure your safety. And so at all times we felt very, very safe. This is not at all like the other time where I went to a range. And that's another story for another time. But anyway, I did not feel as safe there as I did here at Battlefield Vegas. And so very, very good experience. They were very professional. They took care of everything. My son had a great, great time. And it's a... pretty nice. It's actually located right behind the Circus Adventure place, so you could technically walk there if you just go from Circus and go straight back. It's on Industrial. We took a cab there, and then they actually were nice enough to give us a lift home in one of those Humvee things that they advertise their gun range for. But anyway, to make a long story short, Battlefield Vegas, had a great time, felt safe, very, very professional crew. They can tell, you could just tell that they're used to dealing with all different kinds of experience ranges there, and so that was a great experience. Anyway, that's it. Tim, I...
Okay, I'm going to cut him off there because he was saying something else. Anyway, thanks, Chris.
Something personal?
Yeah, good private. Yes, he was sharing his private thoughts with me.
Mm-hmm. As people do.
Good to get a review of a specific gun range place.
Yeah, that's something I've always wanted to do, but I just haven't gotten around to it.
There are a bunch of those in Vegas right now.
Yeah.
And
so it's good to have a review of a specific place. And I would I would want the experience that he had where you have a guide who's telling you about what you're doing and showing you the features and stuff.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And like, I
would want it to be educational, I guess. Because I don't know a lot about that. And I just...
You want the history of the gun?
I do.
Yeah. A lot of those places will provide free transportation to and from. So, you know, it's worth calling and asking because you might get a free pickup and drop off. That's fantastic that you had a good experience there, and I appreciate the report because we don't hear about those places very often. Okay. We'll hear more from Chris shortly as well. Next caller.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It's Keith in Houston calling with a trip report. We had a very short trip. It was about noon on Wednesday till early Friday morning, so I had to cram a lot in. Stayed downtown for the first time at Golden Nugget. We got a free upgrade because we're members of Landry's Select Club through the restaurants. We got bumped up from a Carson Tower room to a Rush Tower Deluxe.
Lovely.
And those rooms are very nice. The only drawback is the bathroom doors. I get up much earlier than my wife does, and the sliding doors make a lot of noise.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we know
and
this problem.
And with the frosted glass panels in the doors, it still puts out light into the room when you're trying to get dressed in the bathroom.
Did you give her a little puppet show behind the frosted glass?
I was going to say, did you have shadow theater? Because that's what Tim does.
Other than that, love the room. Tried Nacho Daddy for the first time. Like the food. It was great. Good portions. And I don't know if this is normal, but it took us about 10 to 15 minutes to be acknowledged by a hostess and get seated, and
that's
then
bad.
About 30 minutes from the time we ordered to the time we got our food.
That's horrible.
Other than that, service was good. Food was good.
Other than that,
definitely
half hour wait.
Also, thank you for two great food recommendations. The pancakes at Dupar's were incredible. Those are probably the best pancakes I've ever had. And I definitely want some more chili cheese fries from American Coney.
Yeah, me too.
So do
right
we.
Now.
Oh my
Wednesday
God,
night,
yes.
We did something interesting. We had tickets to the taping of American Ninja Warrior.
Cool.
Out by Mandalay Bay.
I'm building a salmon ladder in our backyard right now. That's my new career. I'm going to, once I get done with the book in a few weeks.
You're going to start training for.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just the type of athlete they're seeking on American Ninja Warrior. I would make it to like the second thing that you, where you hop across the water at the beginning.
You'd make it like to, you mean not the second obstacle, but the second panel on the thing where you.
Whatever that thing is called.
Mm-hmm.
I do love that show though.
I do too.
They're recording in the middle of the night. I don't think I'd have any interest in actually going and watching them.
Ah.
But it's fun to watch on TV.
And it's always interesting to get a show, see a show being filmed. The only negative was that they don't provide water.
Boo.
You're out there for several hours in 100 plus degree heat in the desert, and they provide no water.
Just
and they
free
tell
pomegranate
you on the
juice.
You can't bring anything. So we only stayed about 3 hours. But
people are drinking their own urine to survive. Suddenly it turns into a whole different competition. Jeff Probst shows up.
Bear
Thursday
Grylls
we
makes
went
appearance.
To the strip, checked out all the new stuff that's come in the last 2 years. Like the Cromwell, like the Link. Phil Ruffin can kiss my ass. That CVS sticking out of the side of TI is just ugly.
Yes.
And the Bally flea market can go.
Yep.
I think they could have done something different to rehab that area. Capped off the trip with a ride on Slot Villa, and the upper zip line is definitely worth the money.
Agreed.
It's a great way to see Fremont Street. So all in all, it was a great trip. Way too short. The one problem I had was that on my early morning walk on Thursday down Fremont Street, it was like running the gauntlet. They've got to get a handle on the homeless and panhandlers. I got hit up about 6 to 8 times just between Golden Nugget and the D. So once they get a handle on that, I think it won't be too bad. Didn't have much problem with the face characters. There were a lot of weird ones out there, but they really didn't bother you. You weren't interested. They were fine with that. Anyway, love the show. Talk to you all later. Wish
Oops. Sorry about that. All right. Well, I appreciate the call and the observations.
Way to cut him off.
I know. I was sloppy when I recorded that one. Anyway.
Oh, I thought that was a thing.
No. that was earlier.
Oh.
I was hasty with my thing. Anyway, so the thing, you know, Fremont Street, he's right. Early in the morning, lots of panhandlers.
Yep.
Late at night,
lots of costume characters.
I don't know. Both are annoying in their own different way. But at least in the morning when you're walking, yeah, you get hit up a lot. But
it's not as annoying as the freaking perfume and lotion people who are like, here, have a sample.
Yeah, that
oh,
one drives
here, pretty
you nuts.
Lady, have a sample. No.
They actually call you pretty lady?
No, but.
You're just. I love that you threw that in there. Excuse me, super attractive pretty lady. Come over here. Could I?
No, it's not like that. But it just. They're not harassing you.
Would you like a free sample, woman with the large attractive breasts? What? You're right. They're not harassing
they're
me.
In, yeah. What I'm saying is their tactics
are
aimed
at
women
lady.
And that they would use that sort of thing. I wouldn't put it past them.
That was awesome. All right. Let's see. Who do we have up next here? Who did we just hear from? That was Keith, right?
Yep.
All right. Next up.
Tim, hey Michelle, Brian from Chicago.
Hey Brian,
out to Vegas for the 4th of July weekend, and Just had lunch at Pizza Rock.
Tasty.
First time there, and it was okay. You know, coming from Chicago, pizza's got a pretty high standard. But overall, thought it was good. It was a little bummer they didn't get the order quite right. Thought it was odd that we were ordering toppings individually and not like off the menu. Not like things they didn't have, but like not one of the pre-selected pizzas. So that was a little odd. Did have the meatballs as an appetizer. Wow, those were awesome. They were definitely something to have if you haven't had them before. So I know you guys are big Pizza Rock fans. Got to say, as far as Vegas pizza goes, yeah, it ranks up there, but not better than Chicago. So gonna be here for a couple more days and hopefully check in again. Take care.
We've already drilled this topic into the ground, so I'm not going to give my thoughts on Chicago deep dish pizza. All right. Yes, those meatballs are awesome. I have dreams about them often.
Mm-hmm.
Not that often, but once in a while. Do you have dreams about the meatballs?
Occasionally.
Do the meatballs say, hey, pretty lady, put me in your mouth?
No, don't.
All right. Next up, shifting to another Brian.
Hey guys, Brian the Thinker again. I've had a bit of a love-hate relationship with Jose Andres, I think that's how you pronounce his name, over the past few years. I've eaten at both his places at Cosmo repeatedly. And the food's, you know, usually very good. But his restaurants I've found to be just absurdly overpriced. To the point where even like at the China Poblano, some of the food there is some of my favorite food, and I'm still looking at the price going, you got to be kidding me. You really charge this much for a taco.
I have to say I've never paid any attention to the price at, and that's not to say it's a good thing. I'm bad right. about that. I should be much more conscious of how much I'm paying for things, mm-hmm. and I'm not. And like China Poblano, I'm just like, give me all the food. Bring every item.
Bring me your barbacoa.
Yes.
And your When Pigs Fly and something else, and place it in front of me, and I shall eat and be very happy.
I will sign off on the credit card bill without paying any attention to what I'm doing, and then mm-hmm. later on when I get home and look at my receipts, I'll be like, oh.
Oh, yeah, that.
How did we do that? But, yeah, I should be more aware of things like that sometimes, but when it's something I crave and love, and I'm not the best mm-hmm. about paying attention to that. I suppose if it was a huge number on there, like if they were trying to charge me like $80 for a taco, I'd probably notice
probably question
that,
a little bit. Yeah.
Otherwise, I have no idea how much the tacos are at China Poblano. We've had them many times, and I know, is it a dollar? No, it's probably not a dollar.
No.
Are they like $4 each? I have no idea.
Six? I don't know. I don't know.
So I was a little nervous going into Bizarre Meats at SLS, but I think Bizarre Meats may be the restaurant that I always wished Haleo had been. Because you walk through the Cosmo and you smell that fire pit at Haleo. And then you find out that, if I remember correctly, the only thing they actually cook on it is the paella, which is a waste of a good campfire. At Bizarre Meats, they have a grill where they cook these meats and they smell good and they look good. We actually didn't try any of that because we weren't terribly hungry. But we had about... had to be six courses of like appetizery, small plate kind of stuff, a couple of drinks, the tip, got out of there for under $200, did not regret a dime we had spent. Everything was fantastic.
Awesome.
Excellent service, very casual, but very efficient and, you know, took care of us, made good suggestions. Restaurant was not nearly as full as it should have been. And they seemed to do a pretty good job. They were either sorting us by sort of age and coolness or by party size. Couples that happened to also be older, unparty-like people were in the back, and then all of the younger, hipper, larger crowds were up front making all the noise. So either way, it worked out well because, you know, those of us who were just with one other person could kind of snuggle in some decent quiet. Just a great restaurant. If it wasn't at SLS, if it was like at Cosmo, it'd probably be a huge hit, and we'd all be talking about it every day. So that's about it. Love the show. Thanks again. Talk to you later.
Thank you for that review.
Yes.
Much appreciated. Where do you think they would place us if we went there? What section would we be in?
We would not be in the young party people in the front.
I know that much.
We would be in the old section.
I think they would even give us our own, like...
New Balance section.
Well, I was going to say the no style section, but you have style.
Oh, thank you.
They'd put you in the pretty lady section, clearly. They would separate us.
Oh.
Sir, sorry, you're going to have to go over here. We're putting your lovely wife in this section, pretty lady corner. There's free lotion samples.
Here's the thing. So I pay little to no attention to the prices at Cina Poblano, but I remember looking at the menu at Bizarre Meats and thinking, I don't know. It seemed costly to me.
You're right. You know what? I do tend to do that at some places, maybe places that I haven't visited.
The higher end ones. Yeah.
Because I've done that, like, that was part of my decision not to go to Lago this time.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, meh, it doesn't look like it. But then we went to Seersucker. We probably spent the same amount we would have gone to Lago. Uh-huh. I don't know.
But I thoroughly enjoyed that, so.
My processes make no sense to anyone but me.
And I went, and I'm sure if we went, we would enjoy it greatly, but.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, great review. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Let's check in.
That's been getting consistently good reviews.
It has. I haven't heard too many bad things about Bizarre Meats. So check it out before they close the place.
No kidding.
Poor SLS. All right. Let's check in with Paul again with some steakhouse reviews.
Hey again, Tim and Michelle. Paul from Columbus, Ohio, with one last call to talk about steakhouses. We ate at two steakhouses downtown this trip. Andiamo's in the D for the first time. And Binion's Steakhouse for the second time. We ate there a couple of years ago. Both of them were excellent, but overall we far preferred Binion's, and for several reasons. First, the lofty location and spectacular view, which made Andiamo's feel almost cave-like and claustrophobic. But
am I the only person who's not impressed by the views from Binion's?
It's fine.
We've been up there.
But it's not like,
I
don't know, it's not like the view from the Mandarin Bar, or it's not like the view from the Eiffel Tower in Paris. You're not in the middle of the action, or even Rio.
I don't think there's anywhere downtown that has that great a view.
Yeah.
So
the views of the North Strip are not that great.
That's just it. The Strip is too far away for it to be. You see, like, Stratosphere, and you can see Rio.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of see the Strip, but it's pretty far away. And it's like, okay, you see a bunch of just generic city lights, blah.
Right.
And then the views of downtown,
they're fine.
The views of downtown are better from the ground than they are from anywhere elevated.
Yeah.
They used to be kind of cool from Oscars before they put the zip line up.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't find the views from any of those. Even, like, Fremont East is a little better because it's open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when we were talking about the view from the roof or from Commonwealth.
Yeah.
So you got the neon signs down there. It's kind of cool, but it's not that great. You're two stories up. It's not, you know, it's not, you're more than two, but it's like, what, four or five stories. It's not that fantastic. So I don't know. I'm just not that enamored. We've seen the views from the steakhouse at Binion's and the pool. And it's like, eh, it's fine, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not, it doesn't compare to any of those places you named on the Strip. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's just my little, it's like, meh.
Comparison. Second, Binion's has an old-school feel about it.
This is
more
true.
Relaxed and friendly, less pretentious than Andiamo's, and yet somehow classier than Andiamo's. Third, the filet mignon was better at Binion's, more tender, to the point of nearly melting in your mouth. The only better steak than Binion's that I've ever had in my life was a beer-fed Kobe beef filet in Tokyo. So we probably will limit our steakhouse experiences to Binion's from now on. We just absolutely love it there. Oh, and I almost forgot. We did have a prime rib at Magnolia's restaurant in the Four Queens one evening just because we had built up enough comps to pay for it. And so that was free. And it was decent, but again, the service there sucked. So that's it for this year. I enjoy your podcast always. Take care.
All right. Thanks for the report. We do appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's always good to hear differing opinions because
Binion's has gotten a lot of mixed reviews.
I'm glad he had
a good experience there because I've heard
there have been some service issues, some quality issues. So that's good that he had a good experience. I still love me some Andiamo.
God, yes.
Yeah. If I had to choose, that's the one I'm still taking. And then probably after that, I'd go Triple George. And then I still wouldn't mind trying Vic and Anthony's at Golden.
I would like to try that sometime.
Yeah. Golden Nugget. So All righty. Thanks for the report. We do appreciate it. And let's wrap it up with another call from our friend Chris from Santa Cruz.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michelle. Chris from Santa Cruz calling again. A couple of things I forgot to tell you about. One is other things that my 16-year-old wanted to see is he wanted to go see Penn & Teller, which we did go see. We had some pretty good seats, only about few rows back from the stage. It was my second time seeing it. It was his first. I have to say that I enjoyed Penn & Teller the first time I saw it. The second time I saw it, not worth seeing it again. I think that their trick routine is a little bit in need of a refresher. My son liked it, though, so you know, this trip is all about him anyway, so that was that. And he had a good time, so that was great. The other thing I wanted to give a brief trip report about was the strip steak in Mandalay Bay, which we also ate at. One of the things that you need to know about me is that I'm really, really picky about my steak places because I can do steaks at home. So pretty good. I still think that Carne de Vigno and Delmonico Steakhouse still rate higher. I think Botero also rates higher, but a good solid choice for a steak place. A little noisy, though. Not what I would say Gordon Ramsay's Paris Steakhouse loud. Good Lord, that's loud. But still a nice experience, and they came out and said hello to us, the manager at any rate. Anyway, that's it. Oh, one other thing about strip steak. So it's a tradition of mine that every single time I go to Vegas, I have foie gras. Again, I live in California. They have draconian food laws about anything, so I haven't been able to get foie gras in California for the last 4 or 5 years. So every single time I go into Vegas, I make a point of eating foie gras. So the foie gras was good at strip steak. I would still say the Venetian does it really well. And again, Gordon Ramsay's steak place in Paris does a fantastic foie gras, seared foie gras dish. If you're into that, that's the place to go. They give you these huge hunks of foie gras, and it is just heavenly if you like that kind of thing. Anyway, that's it. May think of something else to call in about, if I can think about it. But overall, had a great time. Bye.
Awesome. Thanks, cool, Chris. We appreciate all your reports. You always give really, really great reviews. And
now I want beef Wellington.
Super informative. Oh, I could go for a good chunk of steak one of these days.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. We do have a couple other calls from Chris we're going to hold for next week.
Cool.
Yep. More great information. So thank you to everybody for the calls.
To tie Chris's call to some previous calls,
yes,
they have foie gras cotton candy at Bazaar Meat.
There you go. Good.
I'm sure people knew that, but in case you didn't.
I may have heard that at one point, but I had forgotten that.
Yep.
How would that work?
I do not know.
I'm kind of curious about this now.
Yeah.
Like, how would you even make that? Knowing how cotton, having seen cotton candy, how would you?
And having seen foie gras also.
Well, yeah, I don't know how they would.
I don't know.
Interesting. You'd almost have to dry out. I don't know. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Would that be good?
If you like foie gras, I bet it would.
Why would you want that in a cotton candy form?
I don't know. Make it
that's
like
just a stupid,
lighter and more
you
delicate.
You know what? That's just stupid now. The more I think about that, I'm like, that's the fucking dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why would I want foie gras in cotton candy form?
I want a dense slab of it that I can stick in my face.
Cotton candy isn't even that great in cotton candy form. Like, if I'm going to have sugar, I can think of a dozen ways I'd rather ingest it than through cotton candy. And now you're expecting me to eat goose liver through? I don't like this at all. I'm never going to eat foie gras cotton candy unless somebody buys it for me and sticks it in front of my face.
And feeds it to you.
And there's a good chance that might happen at some point. All right. Thank you for all the reports, and thank you for getting me riled up at the end of the show. I do appreciate that.
I do what I can.
This week's Amazon.com listener purchase of the week is, because it's the summer, a tropical Tahiti floating island for $177. This thing was cool. You know how you have like your floating inflatable things that you lay on in a lake or a pool? This wouldn't probably be good unless you have a huge pool. It'd be good on a lake.
Okay.
This is this inflatable thing, and the picture showed it has multiple seats. And it had like 1, 2, 3, 4 seats. There were two people in each of two seats and one person in each of the other ones, like facing each other. It's a huge. It's like a floating island.
Yeah.
And you can have your drinks. There's like a place for like your.
Well, that's important.
I know. If you're going to hang out on a lake with some friends, this would be a cool thing to have. Just chilling out, having some drinks on a big inflatable floating island.
Cool.
I like this. I saw this. It just looking at the picture made me feel summery and wish that I was on a lake.
Aw.
Ingesting beers with friends. So. whoever bought that, nice purchase. I approve. There's a link in the show notes for anybody who's interested in looking at it.
You're always on a boat on a lake, though.
I do like being in a boat on a lake. Yeah, if you're going to buy something on Amazon, click through our link at 500bymidnight.com. Help support the show. You don't have to spend anything additional, just whatever you're spending on your Amazon stuff, and we get a small cut. It's an awesome way to support us. We appreciate it. All right. A bunch of other people have supported us through Karma donations using our PayPal link at 500bymidnight.com, and we always like to thank those people for their generosity and support. This week, several people, including Paul and Dave, a Karma donation. They said they were off to Vegas for a mini honeymoon.
Oh, cool. Congratulations.
Congratulations and fantastic.
Thank you and hope you have a great time.
That made me happy when I read it. Michael with a Karma donation. Binge listening to 4 weeks of episodes this weekend. Forced him to book a last minute trip July 1st through the 3rd. Blaming us and our Vegas-y goodness for booking a trip.
All right.
I'll take that blame.
We're enablers. We're Vegas enablers.
How cool is that that somebody listens to the show and Jones so bad? They just get that itch so bad. They're like, I got a book. I love that.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Because I was afraid, you know, after reading the first part, binge listening to 4 weeks of podcast, I'm like, I'm sorry.
I found myself in the bathroom with a bottle of pills. It gets really dark really fast. No, luckily that was not the case.
Good luck. I hope you're having a wonderful time.
Thanks, Michael. Jonathan from Jacksonville, Karma donation for a trip next week, which may be this week by the time I'm reading this.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you. Laura, a new monthly recurring Karma donation.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for that. Appreciate that. BJ with a very generous Karma donation.
Well, thank you.
I think he might be there now.
Cool. I don't know.
I know we'll be seeing updates on the Facebook group from him. He's a frequent poster.
Nice.
Gretchen and Mike thanking us for our hard work and dedication. They said they love us and our podcast.
Aw, thank you.
They need some good luck for their trip next weekend.
Well, thank you and good luck.
Probably this weekend. Good luck. Thank you very much. We do appreciate it. Brian, a longtime listener and supporter of the show. He's from San Diego. First time staying downtown as part of his trip this time.
Ooh.
Also, I believe he's there right now or just wrapping up today. Based on his posts, he was staying at Golden Nugget, had a Rush Tower room. It looked lovely.
Cool.
Took a friend who's never been downtown as well. So that's kind of cool. He was looking forward to trying a bunch of stuff he's heard about on the show.
Good.
Awesome. Hope you had a good time.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks so much for the support. And finally, Steve, who said he needs a Karma donation for him and his wife, first trip to Vegas. Yay. And 10th wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Have a great time. Congratulations. Yes. Glad you like the show and hope that it helps you in your planning and your experiencing of Las Vegas. That is fantastic.
We went to Vegas for our 10th anniversary.
We did. And it was lovely. Mm-hmm. Where did we stay that time?
10th anniversary.
I don't remember.
I think Wynn, maybe?
I think you're right. I think we did stay at Wynn.
Yeah.
I believe our friend Hunter sent up a bottle of champagne.
He did.
He's the greatest guy ever.
He's wonderful.
All right. See, now I'm having flashbacks now. I just need a little cue. You say Wynn, and all of a sudden it all comes flooding back. I remember sitting there looking out over the strip from in a room in a Wynn, having
and
some champagne.
Steve Wynn's balls.
Is that what that was?
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you so much, as always, to everybody for supporting the show, whether it's through Karma donations or our Amazon link or Viator or whatever. We do appreciate the support. It means a lot to us. As always, you can visit our website at 500bymidnight.com. You can email us if you have Dear Tim and Michelle questions. 500@gmail.com is the place for those. You can find us both on Twitter. I am 500. She is Anita Martini. And, of course, our voicemail line is available to you anytime, day or night, 365 days a year, at 702-866-9494. We would love to hear from you. Thank you, as always, for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. As I mentioned, we're going to have another show this week. We're going to do a short, but we know how that goes.
Yeah.
We're going to do a little Dear Tim and Michelle action midweek. I think we'll put that show up on Wednesday.
Okay.
So you can keep your ears open for that. And then we'll be back next weekend with another regular show, presumably. Hooray.
All right.
Lots of 500 goodness coming your way. All right. We'll talk to you soon. And until the next show, have a good beginning of the week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.